afternoon, the exotic vet, Chrissy speaking.
Hi, my name's Taylor. I was wondering, I've got a bit of an emergency. Do you guys work with chickens?
We do, yes.
I don't know what to do. Yesterday, one of my hens abruptly started showing signs of, like, egg bound, so I did what I needed. I treated her, and, like, because her vent was quite pooey, and then once I cleaned it, I noticed well below her vent there was, like, a hole in her, and it had, like, it had maggots, and I don't know what to do. There was another hen that showed up today with the same symptoms, but the hen yesterday was so unwell. I had to put it down because she was in a lot of pain.
Whereabouts do you live?
Caboolture.
Caboolture, okay. I can definitely get you in as an emergency consult to see her if you can come down now. If you like. It is $240 for an emergency. And then, we'll see what's going on with her and sort of, fit you in between our consults this afternoon if you'd like to do that and make your way over now.
I've got to think of where to transport her. All good.
Do you have, just like a cardboard box or a cat carrier, anything like that you can pop her in?
There's no way to get someone out here, is there?
We don't do house. Consults. I don't know if, like, the Caboolture vets, have you tried calling any, like, the Caboolture vets or the Narangba vet or anything like that to see if they could get, see her?
No, I've called quite a few, but a lot of the vets aren't available yet. So I'll pack her up and I'll bring her in today. Should I bring any of the other hens or anything? Or just
Are any of the others showing the same signs? Do they have any maggots or sort of wounds or anything like that that you can see?
No, and I'm not even quite sure if this one does yet. Like, I'm just soaking her right now. I'm going to rinse her and see if she does have that hole, but she is showing signs of being uncomfortable and in pain.
I forgot what I was going to ask, but is she sort of, like, lethargic, stopped eating, anything like that?
I just noticed her tail is down and she's not really, like, she moves, but she's just sitting in the one spot, really,
not really
socializing and,
And are any of the other chickens showing those sort of symptoms of being unwell in general, or are they all seem fine?
Not yet, like I said, though, like, it just comes on very abruptly, so the others might be affected, I'm not sure, until it's, like, like, I haven't had the chance to inspect all of their rears, because I've had surgery and I can't really chase them down at the moment. I'll bring this hen down and...
Are you able to get here yourself, or do you need someone else to get her here?
I should be okay. I'll just quickly give her a rinse off and find some way to transport her, and I'll be there soon.
Okay. Have you been here before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. No, that's okay. I'll write down, this is your best contact number.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Okay, all right. And what was your name?
Taylor.
Taylor, all righty. If you can, you definitely are able to get here with her. It's not going to be too difficult.
I'll make it a way or another,
Okay, all right. Well, if you want to, make your way over here and we'll see her and see what's going on, see what's sort of causing that. If none of the other chickens are showing symptoms, you can just bring her. We'll just see what's going on with her. Unless any of the others are showing signs.
No worries. All right, I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All good. No worries. Bye.
Bye.